Hello and welcome to Azo Nano News for the week commencing the 10th of December 2007, brought to you by azonano.com. My name is Stuart Cameron. In this edition of Azo Nano News, as well as bringing you the latest news from the international nanotechnology industry, we'll hear how quantum light switches will make computers impossible to hack, and how a new mapping system will examine materials down to a billionth of a meter. In this week's interview, Azo Nano's David Fruin talks with Guillermo Fernandez de la Garza to discuss the United Nations Mexico Foundation for Science and COMS 2008. These stories and more in this edition of Azo Nano News. A research team at Penn State has developed a novel method for attaching small molecules, such as neurotransmitters, to surfaces, which then are used to capture large biomolecules. By varying the identity and spacing of the tethered molecules, researchers can make the technique applicable to a wide range of bait molecules, including drugs, chemical warfare agents, and environmental pollutants. Ultimately, the researchers also hope to identify synthetic biomolecules that recognize neurotransmitters so that they can fabricate extremely small biosensors to study neurotransmission in the living brain. In collaboration with the Center for Integrated Nanotechnologies at Los Alamos, an international team of researchers has, for the first time, viewed on a nanoscale the formation of mysterious metallic puddles that facilitate the transition of an electrically insulating material into an electrically conducting one. The research may lead to a better understanding of superconductors, materials that conduct electricity without energy loss, or development of better materials for powering high-speed electronics. The new findings will help researchers worldwide better describe and understand underlying physical laws of how charges propagate through correlated materials. Researchers at the U.S. Department of Energy's Brookhaven National Laboratory have unveiled important details about a class of catalysts that could help improve the performance of fuel cells. With the goal of producing clean hydrogen for fuel cell reactions in mind, the researchers determined why two next-generation catalysts, including gold, cerium, titanium, and oxygen nanomaterials, exhibit very high activity. Fuel cells combine hydrogen and oxygen without combustion to produce direct electrical power and water. They're attractive as a source of power for transportation applications because of their high energy efficiency, the potential for using a variety of fuel sources, and their zero emissions. However, a major problem facing this technology is that the hydrogen-rich materials feeding the reaction often contain carbon monoxide, which is formed during hydrogen production. Within a fuel cell, CO2 poisons the expensive platinum-based catalysts that convert hydrogen into electricity, deteriorating their efficiency over time and requiring their replacement. The researchers plan to continue their study of these catalysts at the NSLS and CFN in order to further explore the reaction mechanism and optimize its performance. Infinitely secure cryptography that renders any computable unhackable. Computers that can solve the structure of complicated protein at the drop of a hat. Programs to decrypt complicated enemy secrets. Optical data connections up to 100 times faster than current technology allows. Photons and atoms hold the power to make these innovations reality. Scientists just have to figure out how to unlock their potential. Now, researchers at Stanford and the University of California, Santa Barbara, have developed a quantum light switch that could have implications for the future of certain types of computing. A team of scientists has succeeded in directly probing a solid quantum system with light. These findings could be a milestone on the road to building a functional quantum computer, a machine where information is coded in individual particles that flip between different states instead of in transistors switching on and off. The findings could lead to better quantum cryptography and faster optical data connections as well. Physicists at the University of Rochester have combined an atom chiller with a molecule trap, creating for the first time a device that can generate and trap huge numbers of elusive yet valuable ultra-cold polar molecules. Scientists believe ultra-cold polar molecules will allow them to create exotic artificial crystals and stable quantum computers. The Thin Wire Electrostatic Trap, or TWIST, is the first electrostatic polar molecule trap that works simultaneously with a magneto-optical atom trap. This means that researchers can use the lasers of a magneto-optical trap, or MOT, to chill atoms to just a few millionths of a degree above absolute zero, then force the atoms to group into molecules and instantaneously hold them in place with the electrostatic TWIST trap. Two core technologies developed at the Department of Energy's Pacific Northwest National Laboratory, a fuel desulfurization system and a fuel reforming system, were instrumental in the demonstration of an electric power system operating on JP-8, a fuel commonly used in military operations. Portable fuel cell power units are quieter, more efficient, and have lower emissions than standard diesel generators, but are challenged when used with JP-8 fuel because of the sulfur content. The fuel desulfurization and reforming systems developed at PNNL reduce the sulfur content of JP-8 and generate a hydrogen stream compatible with an integrated fuel cell. Although currently under development for military use, the desulfurization and reforming technologies can be used with different liquid fuels to provide portable power almost anywhere, that small size and high performance are important. Researchers at PNNL are also extending the desulfurization technology for use with diesel fuel. The National Institute of Standards and Technologies has developed an imaging system that quickly maps the mechanical properties of materials, how stiff or stretchy they are, for example, at scales on the order of billionths of a meter. The new tool can be a cost-effective way to design and characterize mixed nanoscale materials such as composites or thin film structures. The NIST Nanomechanical Mapper uses custom software and electronics to process data required by a conventional atomic force microscope, transforming the microscope's normal topographical maps of surfaces into precise two-dimensional representations of mechanical properties near the surface. The image enables scientists to see variations in elasticity, adhesion, or friction, which may vary in different materials even after they're mixed together. The NIST system can make an image in minutes, whereas competing systems might take an entire day. As part of its continuing efforts to better understand the potential risks and benefits associated with nanotechnology, the New South Wales government in Australia has initiated a parliamentary inquiry into this relatively new field of scientific endeavour, becoming the first Australian state or territory to do so. Minister for Science and Medical Research, Verity Firth, said nanotechnology has the very real potential to transform many sectors of the economy, leading to new products, new businesses, new jobs, and even new industries. But before the technology's full potential can be released, safety and ethical concerns need to be assessed by governments. Some groups have already raised anxieties about the technology's possible negative implications for human health and the natural environment. The inquiry will seek to reassure the community as well as to make sure the government's regulatory arrangements are both adequate and appropriate. Scientists at the National Institute of Standards and Technology have made the first direct measurements of the infinitesimal expansion and collapse of thin polymer films used in the manufacture of advanced semiconductor devices. It's a matter of only a couple of nanometers, but it can be enough to affect the performance of next-generation chip manufacturing. The NIST measurements offer a new insight into the complex chemistry that enables the mass production of powerful new integrated circuits. The smallest critical features in memory or processor chips include transistor gates. In today's most advanced chips, gate length is about 45 nanometers, and the industry is aiming for 32 nanometer gates. To build the nearly 1 billion transistors in modern microprocessors, manufacturers use photolithography, the high-tech nanoscale version of printing technology. According to the researchers, their measurements give new insight into how chemistry could be modified to control the swelling to optimal levels. In In this week's interview, David Fruin speaks to Guillermo Fernandez de la Garza to discuss the United States-Mexico Foundation for Science and COMS 2008. Guillermo examines the fast growth of nanotechnology in Mexico in both academic institutions and commercial practice. The main application for nanotechnology research in Mexico at this point are largely in materials development.
This is David Fruin from Azo Nano. I'm here with Guillermo from the United States-Mexico Foundation for Science. Guillermo is also one of the organisers for COMS 2008 that's going to be held in Mexico. Welcome, Guillermo.
Thank you very much. It's great to talk to you.
Can you tell us a bit about what's happening in the nanotechnology world in Mexico?
Well, the nano community in Mexico is growing very fast. There are many researchers and industry groups that are becoming more and more interested in the technology and investing in order to come up with good capabilities and good results. There are already Mexican companies that are profiting from nanotechnology developments. Many of them are traditional companies, but suddenly they have become very much involved in nanotechnology, like Industrias Peñoles, that is the largest silver producer in the world. And they have several projects in their research teams looking for improved products based on nanotechnology, for instance. Now, we have around 300 researchers with PhDs in Mexico working in nanotechnology. This is something that is not comparable, of course, with what's happening in other countries, but it's very, very significant in relation to Mexican capabilities in research and development.
Fantastic. So some of those areas that the nanotechnology is being applied, and you mentioned some companies that are traditional companies that are embracing nanotechnology. What sort of applications are they putting that nanotechnology towards?
Well, mainly in relation to new materials that could be used both in construction and, for instance, in surface covers. Mm-hmm. And they're looking for many other applications, for instance, in relation to silver. Silver has a tremendous wealth of potential applications in many, many areas, and they see nanotechnology as a way to broaden the applications for silver, for instance.
Okay, fantastic. So what particular barriers do you perceive that there are in terms of bringing that research to commercialization fruition?
Well, I think that in general, what we have in Mexico is still a series of weaknesses in relation to our capabilities to really build up focused technology developments that have adequate commercialization support. I think this is something that has happened to many countries. And for instance, here in Australia, if you see what was happening 5 or 6 years ago, I think it was somehow similar to what is happening at this moment in Mexico. But I see that the Mexican government and the Mexican business community are very well aware of this and are looking for ways to improve the design of the projects, the focusing of the projects in good business opportunities, and also to facilitate the commercialization of the technologies that come up. And this requires, as you know, a very complex systems of different actions that include understanding of the global trends, understanding of the local capabilities needed in order to make things work, entrepreneurial development, and of course networks of interaction with a very large community of business people, including venture capitalists, intellectual property specialists, market analysts, and many other areas that are now being developed to facilitate this kind of nanotechnology developments.
Excellent. So can you also let us know what we can expect at COMS 2008 in Mexico?
Well, I think that, of course, there is no doubt that you can expect a lot of fun, but in looking more to the business and technology aspects, I think that what you will expect is that there will be a very large group coming from the United States, Canada, and we are also involving very much our Latin American friends. And of course, while we are here and we are also promoting this very much in the Asia Pacific region, we think that from what we have seen, many of our friends from Australia, from China, from Japan, from Korea will be very interested in coming as well. And I'm looking forward for a very well-focused conference. And all these new developments that are happening worldwide, I think will have a wonderful way to be expressed and properly presented in the COMPS 2008.
Excellent. Thanks for your time, Guillermo.
Azo Nano Business News. Advanced Nanotech Incorporated, a leader in next-generation chemical detection, announced that it's been issued with a patent award by the United States Patent and Trademark Office for its 3D miniature pre-concentrator and inlet sample heater application, which was originally filed in September 2005. Nanotechnology was incorporated into more than $50 billion worth in manufactured goods last year, according to Lux Research. By 2014, the market will grow to $2.6 trillion. By 2011, over $15 billion in nano-enabled drugs and therapeutics will be sold, up from more than $3 billion in 2006. And industry experts project that nanotechnology will be incorporated into $20 billion worth of consumer food products by 2010. Now, for the first time, top officials at the agencies responsible for the regulation of nanotechnology products, including the Food and Drug Administration, Environmental Protection Agency, Occupational Health and Safety Administration, and Department of Agriculture, will meet at a Food and Drug Law Institute conference to discuss their plans for managing and monitoring these products. The Smith & Nephew Technical Services Group and the Center for Excellence in Metrology for Micro and Nanotechnologies have partnered to deliver comprehensive measurement, characterization, and analytical solutions for industry. As part of a global medical technology company, the TSG at the Smith & Nephew Research Center in York has world-class expertise in medical devices and biosciences that adds unique technology and applications to extend the organization's offering, including histology, microbiological testing, biomechanics, bioanalytical services, and cell biology. The TSG's partnership with the center enables the expanded network to more effectively address the medical technology and personal care industries, where micro and nanotechnologies are extensively used in developing new products. JSR Micro Incorporated, the United States operation of JSR Corporation of Tokyo, Japan, announced today that it's entered a joint research agreement with IBM to explore new technologies for emerging semiconductor materials and processes. IBM and JSR will collaborate on a set of ambitious exploratory research projects that could impact or even enable future lithography technologies with breakthroughs in new materials. Advancements in lithography and self-assembly could lead to new developments in the computer chip industry, smaller, faster chips that consume less power than those created using conventional methods. World Gold Council, the organization responsible for driving global demand for gold, and NanoStellar Incorporated, a leading-edge developer of emission control technologies, have agreed to a long-term strategic partnership to enable the introduction of gold into the auto catalyst market. Under the terms of the agreement, World Gold Council has invested in NanoStellar Incorporated in order to facilitate the commercialization and marketing of the gold-based technology that could increase industrial demand for gold. Nanotronics Corporation, a leading supplier of electronic components and nanotechnology research and development to the defense and communications sectors, announced today that its TM Systems division received a contract extension from a long-standing defense customer. The contract includes an option for a 10th stabilized glide slope indicator and vertical reference system, and options for delivery of up to 4 additional systems. The total potential value of the contract exceeds $3.8 million. Well, that was Azo Nano News for the week commencing the 10th of December 2007. If you have any nano courses, events or exhibitions you'd like to promote to a global nanotech audience, don't forget you can list them for free at azonano.com. To review any of the stories you've heard about in this podcast, or to stay in touch with the world of nanotechnology, please visit www.azonano.com. If you'd like to send us feedback or let us know about nanotechnology news in your part of the world, please email us at podcast@azonano.com. I'm Stuart Cameron. Thanks for listening.